This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Oh, Melania Trump, the First Lady, is not happy. Not happy at all with scoundrel Hunter Biden.
Ooh.
Mr. Crackhead. Yes. What did he do? Well, he said some stupid things.
What?
Yeah.
Hunter?
Yes, it gets worse than that.
Okay.
They are very nasty things. They're disparaging, inflammatory, false, defamatory, according to the attorney representing Melania Trump. And she basically put him on notice. Hunter, that is. You're going to retract all this? You're going to do an apology? Or it could cost you $1 billion. Yep.
Wow.
The attorney demanded that Biden immediately retract the false, defamatory, disparaging, and inflammatory statements made about Mrs. Trump, which were contained in a video interview with Channel 5 and Andrew Callaghan and posted on YouTube in early August. Failure to comply will leave Mrs. Trump with no choice but to pursue any legal and all legal rights and remedies available to her to recover the overwhelming financial and reputational harm that you have caused her to suffer. Now, in the video titled Hunter Biden Returns, whatever that means.
Well, I didn't realize he'd gone away. But.
Well, he should have gone away for a long time.
Yes.
The former first son claimed that Epstein introduced Melania to Trump. The connections are like so wide and deep, he said. He also claimed that Jeffrey Epstein introduced Melania, and that's how Melania and the president met. Wow. And if that is not true, and I don't know one way or another for sure, I believe it's not true, but I don't know that you would want to bring more attention to it by a lawsuit if it were true.
Well, they actually met at a party like back in 98. There was some big Italian publisher that had, was having a get-together. And the irony is Donald Trump was there with a date. And he saw Melania. And he wanted her number. And initially, she didn't give it to him. But I guess he was persistent. So, yeah. So that's the true story.
Yeah, he likes to win.
Oh, yeah.
And he won.
Yeah. Is he tired of winning?
No.
I didn't think so.
But, you know, she's a public figure. So the bar, yes. I guess, is a little bit, you know, higher.
Right.
But if you cause real damage, I mean, if it is false and it's defamatory,
yeah,
and it could cost her, and I'm not sure how. You know, they say reputationally, and I agree.
Oh, image-wise, that's everything. I mean,
but how do you put a value on that?
That's true. But from the image perspective, any woman that was introduced to someone by Epstein, what does that kind of, what does that infer about her? That's why I would, like her, be really ticked. You're one of Epstein's girls that got introduced. You know, just saying.
Of course. That. Who wants to be painted with that picture if it's not accurate?
Yep.
The attorney that represents Melania said that Biden's source for the false statements is serial fabulist Michael Wolff, whose lies were published by the Daily Beast in the article titled "Melania Trump Very Involved in Epstein Scandal." Author, in other words,
right.
Following receipt of our cease and desist demand letter just a week ago, the Daily Beast issued an apology to Mrs. Trump and retracted the false and defamatory statements contained in the article by deleting it in its entirety.
Wow.
Despite this, you have unjustifiably relied upon Mr. Wolf's false, defamatory, disparaging, and inflammatory statements about Mrs. Trump and maliciously elected to republish them. And the attorney warned Biden that he lacks any viable defense to the overwhelming reputational and financial harm he has caused the First Lady to suffer. The timing of this video is evident and underscores the actual malice behind the decision to publish it, given the plain falsity of the statements. Given your vast history of trading on the names of others, including your surname, for your personal benefit, it is obvious that you published these false and defamatory statements about Mrs. Trump to draw attention to yourself.
Bam.
And the attorney went on and demanded on the behalf of the First Lady that Biden immediately issue a full and fair retraction of the video and any and all other false, defamatory, disparaging, misleading, inflammatory statements about Mrs. Trump in as a conspicuous a manner as they were originally published. Ooh. So it means on a podcast that goes viral or something? I mean, how can you... It might not have the kind of reach his original
right they wanted. Never do, but yeah.
The attorney also demanded on behalf of the First Lady Biden immediately issue an apology for the false defamatory, well, you get the idea, for all those statements, and also directed Biden not to destroy, conceal, or alter any paper or electronic files or physical evidence or other records relating to the false claims, including communications regarding Melania, records of his sources, and any documents or data regarding Mrs. Trump. Woo!
Covering the bases.
Yep. If you do not comply with the above by August the 7th, which that has come and gone.
That's weird.
She'll be left with no alternative but to enforce the legal a source, so this is kind of a follow-up, told Fox News Digital that Biden did not comply with the request by the set deadline.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
He might have to sell some more paintings or something to come up with $1 billion.
Yeah. What was it called? Blow art?
Oh.
Blow art by the blow monkey.
How appropriate. I mean,
yeah.
Wow. What are the odds?
Hey, football is in the air, no doubt about that. So focus on, the college game, of course, go Gators. And, and if you're a Seminoles fan, well, there's that.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding around. But Cowboys owner, we're talking NFL, of course, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones never shied away from the microphones. However, in his toughest personal fight against cancer, he remained remarkably tight-lipped. Well, now he's breaking his silence. In an interview with the Dallas Morning News, Jones revealed that he was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma in June of 2010.
Wow.
And credited an experimental drug for beating the disease. I was saved by fabulous treatment and great doctors and a real miracle drug called PD-1 therapy. He said, I went into trials for that PD-1, and it has been one of the great medicines. I have no tumors. The revelation of his cancer battle came during the Netflix docuseries America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys. In the show, Jones mentions receiving cancer treatment about a dozen years ago. Jones underwent treatment at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston since his diagnosis. He told the Morning News he has had 4 surgeries, 2 lung and 2 lymph node. He recently received criticism from Dallas' most famous fan, Denzel Washington, for his handling of the Micah Parsons contract saga and the team's now generational NFC championship drought. They have really... not done that well when it comes to the playoffs and getting into those championship games. However, that being said, the Cowboys were still named as the wealthiest franchise in the NFL by Sportico, with a $12.8 billion value.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of pigskin you can buy for $12 billion.
I'm telling you.
It is 8:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty more to talk about. Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez, joining us in about 20 minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, I got a nasty story I'm going to share with you, but I'm going to save it for the 9 o'clock stretch because it's nasty. Mate,
is that encouraging? Is that like
it's
is
nasty?
That really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? Maybe I should do it right now because we've got all our guests coming up.
That's
we got
true.
Luis Valdez at 8:35. We got Lisa Sicazio from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. She's coming in at 9:05.
Right.
So I'm going to have to do.
Your nasty story.
The nasty story, and I mean seriously, put down the Cheerios, okay?
All right, we're ready. Are we ready? Okay,
yeah,
we're ready.
Yeah, and this is somebody who posts stories, like in the internet, like Reddit and all that.
Sure.
Okay, and the New York Post picked up on it, okay?
Oh, okay.
And they're great at writing headlines.
Oh, my goodness. They have some
I dumped my disgusting boyfriend because he refused to wipe his backside. It made me physically sick to be near him.
Okay, thanks for the warning on this one.
Yeah, okay.
Appreciate it, yeah. Okay.
She's a user, you know, that goes to the website and Reddit.
Sure.
They post all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And she's looking for guidance, I guess.
Yeah, right.
She says,
attention.
Am I the a-hole?
Oh, my goodness.
And asking if it's wrong for telling her boyfriend that she will break up with him if he doesn't start the personal hygiene thing.
I think that's reasonable.
I mean, that's like a bare minimum. I mean,
or a bear in the woods.
Yes, good point. Wait, there was a Pope joke in there somewhere,
but
I'll let that one go.
He's from Chicago.
But you gotta listen. The 26-year-old woman.
Wow. 26. These are adults here.
Yeah. She had been going steady with her boyfriend, who at the time was 27, for approximately 9 months before they decided to move in together. So, you know, the relationship apparently was going well enough.
Apparently.
After nearly a year together, 3 months living together, things had been good between the pair, except for one really gross, ridiculous problem.
You might say they hit rock bottom.
Within a few months of sharing a space, the woman noticed that her boyfriend never had toilet paper in his bathroom. They had a two-bathroom setup, and she would generally use a separate one, but she said, I figured he, you know, used wipes or something, right? Then I started to notice smells.
Oh, my
God. Awful smells.
Oh.
Sometimes his laundry would stink in a very specific way. Oh! I thought maybe it was just bad hygiene in general. So I brought it up to him. He immediately got defensive and told her to drop it. Eventually, after too many suspiciously stained boxers and just a level of funk no grown man should be walking around with, I asked him point blank, do you wipe after you go? And he shrugged and he said, nah, wiping is kind of gay. Why would I touch my own
butt? Oh, my goodness. Wow.
She even said it. She said, I thought he was joking.
I laughed,
and he didn't.
Oh, that's not
As it
guy.
Turned out, the boyfriend legitimately believed that wiping makes you gay and that real men just let it fall out and go about their day. Who raised him?
Oh, my goodness.
Who raised them?
Apparently nobody.
Wow.
That's
she said,
disgusting.
I told him it's incredibly stupid, incredibly unhygienic.
Yeah.
And it made her physically sick to be near him sometimes. The boyfriend accused her of being judgmental and said that she should accept him for who he is.
That's a load of,
And she said, well, this is where I draw the line. If you don't start wiping and taking basic hygiene seriously, we're done. After she informed him of the deal breaker, the boyfriend allegedly started sulking and said she was being shallow, telling her that she was prioritizing societal expectations over true love.
See, I don't go for the whole, you know, there's no normal, there's no common sense, there's no societal norms.
No.
Those words exist because these things are...
Because there's weirdos.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. There's weirdos, and you follow what weirdos say or write. You're a weirdo like them.
Yeah.
He even texted me a link, she said, to a men's rights post about how wiping is emasculating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew that was out there?
So
I had no idea.
So she said, I'm wondering, am I wrong for threatening to break up with my boyfriend over something like this? The Reddit followers, of course, as you can imagine. Not only does he sound homophobic and like those macho men, but he's a grown man with no hygiene and no proper excuse. Think about if the two of you had kids or something.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd have a whole family of not wiping.
Oh, my.
Ultimately, though, she ended the relationship.
Good girl.
And she said, it was somehow even messier than I expected. Oh! Oh, thank you very much.
Wow.
You know, it's not just hygiene per se. It actually is a legitimate health issue.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that where, like, is it E. coli or something else bad comes from? There's feces?
Nothing good. Yeah, no.
Wow.
Thanks for the warning, though, on it being a nasty story.
She could have met him halfway.
Yeah.
Like, bought him a bidet.
True.
Right? Would
yeah,
that be, or, not, would, or would that be emasculating
oh,
too?
Oh, I think he would think that's even worse, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've got a great relationship with my bidet.
TMI, Bob. TMI.
Is it?
Yeah.
The greatest invention ever. Just saying.
Hey, we believe you.
Don't knock it till you try it.
We believe you.
Okay.
But a relationship,
you should try everything once, Craig. Maybe not everything.
Maybe not everything.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I want to remind you that you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:34. Good morning. And joining us right now from Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez is here. Luis, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. It's been a long week. Just got back from Goals 2025, but good to be back in the home state of Florida.
Well, it's good to have you back. We're glad you're back on the air with us. And let me ask you, I know one of the biggest things going on right now is Gun Owners of America and their big, beautiful lawsuit. Tell us what that's about.
Well, as you remember, when we discussed during the big, beautiful bill going through its whole process and how the Senate parliamentarian gutted the Hearing Protection mm-hmm. Act and the Short Act, which would have removed suppressors and short barrel rifles and shotguns from the NFA. And they didn't do that. So right after, on July 4th, we filed our lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the National Firearms Act in its entirety. And we have a number of partners, including Palmetto State Armory. There's a number of industry partners that are jumping on this. But more importantly, at Goals, the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, announced that Texas is officially joining our lawsuit in challenging the National Firearms Act.
So, I mean, I guess who is named in the lawsuit? Is it, how would that work? Would this be, you're like suing the government?
Exactly. We're suing the federal government on the grounds that the National Firearms Act is unconstitutional. And the sad thing about this is that Texas is on board, but nothing from Florida, the supposed freest state in the union.
Well, that's going to be interesting because if you have to defend that law, would that involve like Pam Bondi, the Attorney General for the United States?
On the federal level, yes, it would be Pam Bondi, and on the state level, it would be A.G. Utmeyer. But we'd like to get Utmeyer to join in on the lawsuit, just like we got Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. So if Utmeyer's office is listening, you guys got my number. Call us. We'll put you on the lawsuit to challenge the constitutionality of this.
And because this is congressional, I guess the Attorney General can't just like rule in your favor. This will go to the Supreme Court, I would imagine, right?
Well, the Attorney General, even on the federal level, could come to a what's usually called an agreement of summary judgment, basically saying, "Hey, yeah, we agree with the plaintiffs in the case. So let's see where the Trump administration stands on this."
Well, yeah, that would be interesting, and it sounds like you've got a good case because it was always, you know, kind of okayed, if you will, because it actually had a money attached to it, money, so they could call it a tax, and that's how, you know, they got around the fact that it's really kind of a backdoor registration, isn't it?
Exactly. In 1937, the U.S. Supreme Court stated that the NFA is only legal because of the tax. The fact that there's no tax being collected, but you still have to jump through all the hoops, register your firearms or your accessories, and if you don't, it's possibly 10 years in federal penitentiary. That right there shows you that this isn't about a tax. This is about gun control, and especially after the Bruin decision, but even going back all the way to 1937, the Supreme Court understood, yeah, you can't do this in violation of the Second Amendment.
Well, I mean, from my limited understanding and the explanations given to me, it seems like it's, at this point, a no-brainer. You guys should win it, but we've seen crazier things happen. Oh, man, we just lost him. Because I wanted to wish him a happy birthday.
There you go.
Lewis, are you there?
Yep.
Hey, I was just about to wish you a happy birthday, not to you personally, but GOA, 50 years, is that right?
That's right. 50 years ago, we were founded and formed, and we've been fighting the good fight since then, and we ain't quitting.
Hey, and you're also expanding, really. You're going to champion Hispanic voices. Tell me about that.
So GOA at Goals was proud to launch our latest Hispanic coalition, Fuerza de Law. It's part of our ever-expanding goal in showing that gun rights is a fundamental human right here in the United States. And you're talking about 150 million Americans are of Hispanic descent. As you know, Democrats constantly go after Hispanics. They constantly go after people of different minority groups, and make them think that, oh, you know, guns are bad, you have to vote for us. Well, we're countering that. The Second Amendment belongs to all Americans, and more importantly, the right to self-defense doesn't have a language. And I'm proud to announce that I will be co-chairing this outreach program. This is going to be nationwide, and our goal is very simple, that every American, it doesn't matter your race, your color, your creed, your ethnicity, your religion, you have the right to keep and bear arms as an American. And no matter what a politician says, we're going to challenge that. We're going to fight that. And we're going to show those in Tallahassee, those in other state capitals, and in Washington, D.C., that Americans of all backgrounds and ethnicities care about their fundamental civil rights.
Yeah, and all of us can be put upon by a tyrannical government, so we all need to stick together to defend our rights and freedoms on a regular basis, because if we get an overpowering government, you've been illustrating that for us, the first thing they're going to go after is our guns. That's the only thing protecting the American people from some tyrannical things and rulings and the ways they've been, they'd like to push stuff on us.
Yep. Especially the fact that a lot of Hispanic Americans, they fled totalitarian regimes. So they completely understand from the get-go what gun control brings to this country, and enough is enough. You have these Democratic anti-gun politicians constantly saying, we represent the Hispanic Americans and we know what they want. No. Those politicians don't represent us. They don't represent my family. They don't represent my friends. We represent ourselves, and that's what GOA is all about.
The Democrat Party's made a lot of mistakes, but one of the largest ones was not understanding the Hispanic members of their party, the family values, God-fearing, and understanding the right to defend themselves and their families. They got it so wrong. I don't want to help them, but you pointed that out, and that was probably one of the dumbest things they did, was leave Hispanics and move far to the left.
Very much so. They're as the old saying goes, never correct your enemy when they're making a mistake. And, they're the enemies of freedom, and we're not going to correct them. We're going to fight them, and we're going to win this. Because in the end, the Second Amendment belongs to all Americans. And going back to the founding of this country, you've had Hispanics here help forge and settle this country. I mean, look, it was the Spanish who helped fight the British during the Revolution. They challenged the British in southern Georgia. They challenged the British in Pensacola and St. Augustine when the British controlled Florida. But even beyond that, you've had Hispanic Americans here since the founding of this country, helped settle this country, and it's time for the national population to understand that, hey, look, gun ownership just isn't, the stereotypical image of fat old white guys. That ain't the case. Gun ownership is everyone, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, women, the largest growing segment of gun owners are minority and women. So we're going to help promote that. We're going to help grow that. We're going to help solidify that and make sure that all Americans don't have their rights violated.
Well, keep up the good work. It's always a pleasure, and we look forward to future conversations. Gun Owners of America's Luis Valdez, have yourself a great day, my friend.
Same here, guys, and I cannot wait for fall. It's too hot and humid outside.
I heard that. Yeah, we definitely can identify.
Hey, he wanted to represent Florida. Come on, it's going to be that way, right? Yeah. He didn't go to Montana or something like that.
So. Yes, indeed. Wow. Let's cover some of the things President Trump. We'll do it in a quick fashion. Seven nations endorsing Trump now for the Nobel Peace Prize,
nice.
Calling him the president of peace, and absolutely love that. And we hope that the Nobel folks take that seriously. We have our doubts. But Trump is hosting the Kennedy Center Honors, and yesterday he announced the honorees are like Lifetime Achievement in the Arts kind of awards. Sylvester Stallone, Kiss, Gloria Gaynor, George Strait.
Nice.
So some big names.
What a lineup.
And it'll be a big deal. And that's actually a couple that's coming up, that whole event, Kennedy Center.
That'd be cool.
And which, Trump's pretty much in charge of.
Yeah, he's running the show. I'm hearing Gloria Gaynor in my head.
She was one
I'm
of the, yes,
the theme from
recipient.
Rocky. I'm hearing a Kiss song or two in my head. George Strait. Oh, man, what a lineup of hits from him.
What about Maxine Waters screaming in your ear?
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Trump's leading us to a civil war.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, she is a nightmare.
Details on that coming up right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Oh, yeah. It's another awesome day. It's Thursday. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:50, we'll call it. 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Have you had a chance to see Hillbilly Elegy, the movie? Yes, based on Vice President J.D. Vance's 2016 memoir. And remember, when this came out, it was... There wasn't even a presidential or vice presidential aspirations or talk in any way. I believe at that time he was running an investment fund when the movie was being made. And so that, you know, the director was one of the most famous Hollywood people there is, Ron Howard. And he directed the film. And it's based off of J.D. Vance's, young life. But, Ron Howard, and look, I feel for these people. They have to try to go along and get along in Hollywood, and I don't know what his politics are. But I know he said this in such a way to kind of bolster any sort of, bolster against any sort of blowback that he might get. Because this is what he said. He said, it remains a bit of a surprise to me. Howard told a magazine of Vance's emergence into politics. I wouldn't have expected his rhetoric to be as divisive as it is sometimes. Back when he was spending a lot of time with Vance during the making of Hillbilly Elegy and attending the film's pressers. Now, despite making a bold claim about Vance's rhetoric, Ron Howard went on and had to admit that, I'm not following him or listening to every word.
Okay.
Yeah. He said, he was trying to run an investment fund, so the run for Senate and the strategy he's chosen to follow are not what I would have expected. I think he's being pretty honest here.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You see, because Ron Howard and many other people, they've been indoctrinated into the thought process. If you're a conservative or Republican, you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Well, we know if you've watched the movie or read the memoir, probably know at least the basic outline of the story. He grew up in poverty.
Oh, yeah.
He grew up in tough times. I have drug abuse and usage and alcoholism all around him. He didn't have any good, great role model, and yet he was able to succeed. And see, that's where they don't understand. They're like, wait a second, this guy came from, really tough times.
Yeah, but what government program did he have to help him out a little bit?
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly right. In other words, he grew up knowing that government wasn't necessarily the answer to help people to become successful. Now, I guess you could say government because it provided him an opportunity to join the Marines.
Sure.
But as far as going to school, he had to attain the grades. He had to do the work.
Yeah, joining the Marines is not a handout.
No.
In any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not. And so I think that's why when they see Hillbilly Elegy, they, meaning the left, assume that, he would be a Democrat. He would grow up a Democrat, probably surrounded at that time with Democrats. Well, you can say he didn't. You can see he didn't stick around.
No.
And has become hugely successful. But I think it's interesting. Like the rhetoric.
Uh-huh.
I was taken aback by it. You did that film. You worked with people. You had to know a little bit about his story. And in fact, Ron Howard even said, look, I feel like the project was, personal, too. He said there were aspects of Hillbilly Elegy that were personal because I wanted to do something about the heartland that wasn't a bank robbing story or about farming.
Wow.
Because, you see, he's playing right into it. Oh, the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
Just a bunch of either bank robbing lawbreakers or dumb farmers.
Right.
That's what kind of his perception, and he can't help but, that becomes exposed. So I think it's very interesting. By the way, they asked him if he had any real contact with J.D. Vance after the movie and all that came out. He said, I did send him a text after the election, which was sort of a Godspeed, try to serve us well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Try to serve us well. Godspeed, try to serve us well. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice and generic.
He means well. And look, yeah. Again, like I said, Ron Howard's got, you know, probably wants to get along.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't help it. They love to categorize. They love to put people in boxes. And because he grew up in poverty in the Midwest, he must be a Democrat, right? And so they were shocked. Even went to Yale. They're like, he didn't even get brainwashed. What happened? Maybe he learned in the Marines how to not get brainwashed. You ever think of that, wise guys?
There's a thought.
There you go. Hey, the 9 o'clock stretch is coming up in just a little bit, and we're going to talk to Lisa Sicazio. She is the public information officer for the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.